Hello and welcome to Caribbean Lifestyle, a podcast that seeks to promote the Caribbean way of life while taking into account the specificities of this region. I'm your host, Anaïs, and I'm originally from Guadeloupe.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Caribbean Lifestyle Podcast. In the episode of the day, we will travel to SoCalent. I named Trinidad and Tobago. From the little I have understood, I have the impression that Trinidad and Tobago are the islands where you can best see different cultures living together in a different way compared to the other islands of the Caribbean. It's just my impression. So, with my guest, Laura, we will talk about the different cultures that are expressing themselves in Trinidad and Tobago. Before we start, just a little disclaimer. What we will share will be the vision of one Trinbagonian, but this is not the vision of all the persons that come from these two islands. Good morning, Laura. How are you doing?
Bonjour. Good morning. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Great. That's great. I'm happy to receive you too, because I have a very strong interest in Trinidad and Tobago. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So thanks for the really nice introduction that you shared with us. But I'm Laura. I am from Trinidad, as Anaïs shared. And I'm also an ecologist. So that's how I met Anaïs. We met at a Birds Caribbean conference actually this year. We were roommates. So it was really great getting to know her and getting to know a little bit about Guadeloupe too. Yeah, so that's what I do. I'm an ecologist. I study birds. I'm born, raised, still live in Trinidad. So that's great. And I'm really happy to share some of my culture, some of my country. It's really great to be here. I don't know if you have any specific questions.
Yes, I have. But it was a great introduction. I really like it. So can you tell us more about your island? How is life there? What the culture that we can meet? How it is?
Yeah, so, well, geographically, Trinidad is the southernmost island on the archipelago of islands in the Caribbean. So because of that, we have such a rich flora and fauna diversity because we're so close to South America. We were actually part of South America at one point in time. So that's fantastic. So if people out there who are really interested in wildlife and plants and nature, it's like a great spot to come and see so many animals and plants and nature, you know, on such a small island. So that's really great. In terms of our culture, you'll see it everywhere. Everyone says Trinidad is just a melting pot of so many ethnicities, races, cultures, religion, you name it, we probably have it. So that's just a bit about us. So I don't know specifically, we're just so diverse. It'll be so much to talk about. So I don't know if you want to know something really specific.
Yes. Well, if I make a comparison, yes. Mm-hmm. In Guadeloupe, we have different people too. But if I take the example of Indian people, you will have Indian people, we have Indian temples. More Indian people will celebrate Indian festival or part of the culture, but it's not all of the population that will celebrate, for instance, Diwali. I'm not really sure if I make a mistake. Well, our listeners will tell me after, but I'm not sure we really celebrate Diwali in Guadeloupe. except the Indian person. We have also African people, African descendants, like everywhere in the Caribbean. But what I see, it's really different. Like you have one, how can I say that? One strong, how can I say that? I forget my words. I'm sorry. You have, for instance, okay, let's take again Diwali. Trinidad and Tobago celebrate, all people in this island celebrate Diwali, but it's not like only Indian people. And I wonder why it's like it's a very popular thing in your island.
Yeah, I think that's like one of our unique traditions or unique ways of our people here. You don't have to be a Hindu or an Indian to celebrate Diwali. It's kind of like everyone gets together and celebrate. So it's a national, it's a public holiday, so everyone gets the day off, which is great. But yeah, so if you may not particularly, if you're not Hindu, yeah, so yeah, in terms of Diwali on in Trinidad and Tobago, it is one of our like unique ways about us. It's that we all celebrate each other's festivals, holidays, all of that. So I would really say that's one of our unique ways of all people on our island. Yeah, so you don't, I mean, you if you're not Hindu or of Indian descent, you may not particularly, you know, prepare for the day or light diyas or do the religious aspect of it. But when it comes to the celebration, like everyone participates. So you may have a neighbor or a friend or a family member that celebrates the Festival of Lights. So you know, you may go over by someone, you know, have indulge in the food and the delicacies and the sweets and all of that. You may light diyas, fireworks, you know. So everyone kind of participates in it and celebrates it, even though it may not be part of your religion or your culture or your upbringing. But traditionally, we will kind of just go by each other, indulge in some food, you know, celebrate with each other. So I think that's like one of our unique traditions on our island that I really appreciate.
Okay, all right. Do you have another holiday like this in Trinidad and Tobago?
Not really, because well, we have a Muslim community as well. So there's Eid. So everyone goes to celebrate Eid. I'm thinking like what are the religious holidays we have, but I think like the main ones that come to mind. I'm sure if other Trinidadians and Tobagonians are listening in, they would probably chime in. But yeah, I think like the big ones, I mean, besides Christmas, everyone celebrates Christmas, but really like Eid, Diwali. I know the spiritual Baptists as well, they have a holiday. But I'm not sure, like, if there's like a wider group that will, like, a wider community will celebrate along with spiritual Baptists. Yeah, but everyone kind of gets together for most of our holidays here. Doesn't you don't have to be, you know, associated religiously or culturally. Yeah.
All right. It was what I thought because I don't know a lot of about it, but what I see, it's like even if you have different people from different culture, it's a big melting pot. And even if you're not from this culture, a particular culture, you can still celebrate. I didn't see that, or it's not really shown in the other island of the Caribbean. For me, it's my impression again. For instance, in Guadeloupe, because it's where I come from, we don't really celebrate like everybody. We don't celebrate Diwali. We don't really celebrate Eid. We have a small Muslim community too, really small, but we don't really celebrate like Muslim fests or other. It's more It's not really separate, but you will see also that we have common feasts, like if it's religious or not. Well, everybody celebrates Christmas because at the time we record this episode, we are in a Christmas season. Yes, but as I said, it's not really the same. I mean, yeah. And I want to come back to your introduction. As you said, you work in environment. I will make a little focus on you. Why did you decide to work in environment? What are your relation, I will say it like this, with environment, with plants, with birds, with conservationism?
That's a really good question, and I don't really have a main like reason of like on or like I never had like an epiphany to say like I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do with my life. It was really ever since I was a kid, I don't know how old, I've always like been intrigued by nature, by living creatures. So that's, I don't know if it was, I was just, it was just a part of me from young, because I just remember from a really, really young age, I want to say like 5, I would, you would typically go to school and they'll ask you, oh, what you want to be when you grow up? And everyone would be like, oh, they want to be a doctor, they want to be a lawyer, they want to be, I don't know, a truck driver. I have no idea. You know what kids would say typically. And I always said I wanted to be an environmentalist, which is strange for a kid to know what that is. But I guess I have my parents to thank for that. They've when they saw I had an interest in it, they exposed me to a lot more. And then also my aunt, she is an environmentalist, so I had her as well as a role model. But I never had any sort of like wow moment to say, oh my God, this is it. It's just always, I've always been intrigued, always in nature, I guess, where I grew up too. It was like at a dead end street. And so there was like a lot of forest. That area wasn't developed yet. There was a lot of trees, forest at the end of the street. So, I always had that interaction like with trees, finding little insects, always observing these things. So I guess it was just a part of me from since I was a kid.
All right, yes, this is great. And yeah, I learned a little bit more about you because when we met, I didn't get the chance to ask you how your interest for environment came, but now I get it. I understand.
We were very busy at the conference, so we didn't get too much time.
Yes. It was really hectic during the conference. My other question will be about Caribbean way of life. Well, as the podcast is on that, in your opinion, what is Caribbean way of life?
That is such a deep question. I would say, just like from my upbringing, my life on my island, I would say Caribbean way of life. People love to say like, we're laid back, and I think we are. We love to have fun. Well, in Trinidad, we say we love to lime, which means like hang out. You go out with your friends. You sit, you chat with your friends, maybe have a drink. But I would say the Caribbean way of life is, it's a lot like that. We know how to have fun. We know when to take a break. Not, life is not all about work. We have a lot of tight-knit community life, I would say for sure. We're very close to our families. If we grew up in certain communities, we're very close, the communities are very connected. very supportive, very together. I would say like that is one thing that with Caribbean life, we've definitely kept that way of life, always be connected. And I think like from meeting other Caribbean people throughout the years, I would say there's definitely that similar way of life. You know, we know how to have fun, and we're actually so, we have so many similarities. Like you wouldn't really expect, you know, being separated on these islands from each other, but we do share a lot. You know, like I guess, like, you know, we all share like the music, food. We're very, very connected like that. And I definitely say way of life in the Caribbean is food as well. We love food. We love the seasons. Love good seasoned food.
It's true. I share that. It's really true. Yes, I'm totally agree. We have a love with food. Oh my God.
Yes, even though like there's like the Dutch, French, Spanish, English speaking islands, I think we all, even though the languages are different, we share that. Definitely food.
Now I will trying to go a little deeper in the question. We know that it's really something particular to live in the Caribbean, but we also know that, like everywhere, it's not really perfect. So, my question is, what do you want to see developed, improved, or change, evolved in the Caribbean?
This is definitely a deep question. And I would say I don't ever like to speak negatively of my island and generally of the Caribbean. Even though, you know, we have things that we could improve, but I would definitely say like one thing from just my experiences is that I would say in the Caribbean, and I guess it's connected with my line of work, it's that we need to be a little more protective of our resources and our resources, our data when it comes to like the scientific research and all of that. Like, you know, we need to be more involved. And I remember I saw another Caribbean person that from our network in environmental work, they posted, I believe it was an article. I can't remember the name of the article, but it was all about Caribbean scientists. If you're ecologist, environmentalist, conservationist, whatever your title is, biologist, marine biologist, you know, we're never seen as the experts. We're always just good enough to be a field technician. Or a field researcher, like we're great at doing field work. Like we have the stamina, we have the fitness, we have the skills. You know, we know our island's terrain, so you know we can go out there and get our job done and collect data as field researchers. But you know, on a global scale, we're not looked as anything more. And I think that is something we definitely need to change the narrative on, that we have extremely intelligent people in the Caribbean, and I think we could rule the world if given a chance in the Caribbean. So I'll definitely say, like, if that's one thing that needs to change, is that we need to change that, like how we're looked at from outsiders into the Caribbean. Like we're more than just people who can do field work. We can do it all. So I mean, we're A plus at field work, but we're also A plus at scientific research and doing analysis and everything else that comes with it. So I definitely say that is something I'm really passionate about, and I definitely hope to see that changes in the near future, for sure.
Okay. So if I understand properly, you mean you would like to see that other people from other fields see biologists, environmentalists, not only for their skills, but for who they are and what they can do, except about their job. Like, if I take an example, I remember I met during Birds Caribbean Conference in Guadeloupe, I met someone that was really involved in education, but it wasn't only education about allow young people, young children to know more about environment, but it was also the way they see where they live. If you understand what I mean. So if I understand what you said, it's more about that.
Yeah, it's more about how we're seeing, how we're valued, especially not only like from other people, like other fields of work. It's also like from the outside world and looking at the Caribbean people, like how, like European countries, the like American country, well, yeah, and Canada, and like, the bigger countries looking at the developing world.
Oh, okay, yes, I understand now. I think I get it. Yes. Okay. All right.
We can, yeah, we can also do what they do and more, maybe.
Yes. I think we can too because, well, in big countries, sometimes it's harder to show what you can do, what are you able to do. And as we are small islands, well, basically, Caribbean, it's more islands. Maybe it's harder because we are islands. I cannot remember the word to say it in English. Insular, insularity. Anyway, yes, and because of that, we have more challenges. We have also environmental challenges like earthquake, hurricane, what again, and other things. Yes, so sometimes we have to work more to face to that than in the big country. Big country have also their other challenges.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. If I find that article, I'll share it with you. It was really interesting.
Okay. We are also at almost the end of the episode, and the signature question of this podcast is, according to you, what makes the Caribbean unique? You only find this thing in Caribbean and you cannot find it anywhere else in the world.
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's so many things. I maybe can't give you just like one definite thing.
Yes, only one
But
is enough.
I don't know. Like what, like I mean besides the people. I mean you can find people everywhere in the world, but it's just like the like how we are culturally. Like we're so rich in culture. It's a really beautiful thing to see and experience. And I think that's something that you won't maybe be able to find anywhere else in the world because Caribbean culture is just unique to the Caribbean. It's unique to us. How we so I feel as if like we're very unified within the Caribbean. Because I mean, if you go anywhere in the world and you meet somebody else from the Caribbean, you feel as if, they're part of your niche. Like even though you may be from another island, maybe not from the same island. So I would say like that's one thing. I mean, besides all, I mean, I can go on and on about like our food, our music, our dialects. We have all of that that just well, which would be all parts of our culture, our music,
Yes,
which
I maybe it's from what you said, it's maybe the way we create our own melting pot.
yeah, most definitely. And you feel at home when you meet other Caribbean people. That's how I feel. I feel like if I'm home.
Oh,
Yeah.
so when you travel in any other countries than your home in the Caribbean, you still feel at home.
Yeah, because I feel as if, we have such similar like food, we have similar ways of life. We share, like, we have a lot. I mean, we have a lot of differences that make each island unique. But we also, I feel like we, I don't know what it is, but it's just this special something that we share throughout the Caribbean. Like, you know, maybe knowing that we're all from the Caribbean, we're all in this together sort of thing. And I guess, you know, our history of like how most of us got here in the Caribbean, you know? So I feel like we're connected in that in our history to an extent. And then everything else that comes with it.
It's more about a feeling. I feel you because it's really hard to explain. It's just like you go somewhere else than your home. You are Caribbean. You came like in another island and you just feel, okay, this is home. Even if it's
A home
really
away from
different
home.
from home, yes.
Yeah, home away from home.
Yeah, but you
But
just feel like I'm still from this island, even if
I'm
I'm not really from it, yes.
yeah. Well, do you feel that way? Because you're in Saint Lucia now, right?
Yes, well, when I came in Saint Lucia last year, last December, so now it's 1 year I'm here. Yes, I felt like, okay, I am at home. Well, I can still feel the difference from Guadeloupe, but it's like with the food, with the people, and with how you are welcome here, like if you are lost or something, you need an information, you will just ask and people will always tell you, give you an answer. And it's really great. I don't feel it's really great because I also lived in France for my studies and I didn't feel that. First of all, because the weather is really different, and in some places, people, when you come in a place and say hello because or good morning, because in the Caribbean, even if you don't know someone,
Oh my goodness.
you come closer to someone, you just say hello. The person look at you look at him, you say hello, just hello or good morning.
Yeah,
Do
that
you know
is
things?
definitely a Caribbean thing to tell
Yeah, but.
everyone good morning.
Yes. From the cities I visit in France, I will not say it's like that everywhere in France, but the cities I visited, it was like you say hello, no answer. It's like, okay, I have to run. People just run and that's it.
Yeah, because if like if you're walking on the street and you pass 20 people, you will say hello, good morning to 20 people. Like it's just, you know, how I guess we all raised in the Caribbean. That's yeah, we definitely share that. And that's a really interesting one. It's very normal for us, right? Yeah. And then when you
An
visit
habit.
foreign, like the bigger continents and stuff, it's that doesn't happen there because everybody watches you really strange when you do it. So you understand what I'm like trying to express. We
Yes,
have
I get
that
it.
connection in the on the islands, yeah.
Well, thank you, Laura. We are at the end of the episode. Thank you for accepting my invitation and for this moment of sharing.
I am so happy to be a part of it. I'm always happy to talk about the Caribbean. Talk a
Oh,
little
yes.
bit about Trinidad and Tobago. It's always great. And always great to speak to a fellow Caribbean person and learn some French.
It was a pleasure for me too. C'était un plaisir pour moi d'échanger avec toi. It was a pleasure for me to exchange with you. So thank you again. And for our listeners, see you soon for a new episode. Bye.
Au revoir.
If you liked this episode or got curious, you can share it with your relatives. I also invite you to rate it and leave a comment on the platform where you listen to your podcasts. Or give your opinion on the Instagram account at caribbean.lifestyle.podcast. Thank you for your listening and stay tuned for more episodes.